All right, so if you're watching this, you probably are wondering what movies are coming out in August of 2022. So in this video, I want to dive into the wide, limited, and also streaming releases that are coming out so you can know what to look forward to and to watch. I'm not going to cover every single movie that's going to be released. I'm only going to be covering the ones that I think I'm going to be the most interested in, most likely to see, give reasons why, and then hopefully help you pick and choose and decide what you want to go watch. Let's jump right in. I'm going to give these movies in no particular order other than when they're being released. So the very first movie that's going to be released in August that I am most excited for, Bullet Train. So let me give you the synopsis of Bullet Train. First of all, we've got what my mom calls the hunk of burning love, Brad Pitt, starring in it, which is enough for a lot of people to get excited for this movie overall already. But looking at the synopsis, in Bullet Train, Brad Pitt stars as Ladybug, an unlucky assassin determined to do his job peacefully after one too many gigs gone off the rails. Fate, however, may have other plans as Ladybug's latest mission puts him on a collision course with lethal adversaries from around the globe. All with connected yet conflicting objectives on the world's fastest train. From the director of Deadpool 2, David Leitch, the end of the line is only the beginning in a wild, non-stop thrill ride through modern-day Japan. Now, that synopsis in and of itself is one that we've seen before. An ex-spy who's kind of transitioning through his career, trying out some other things, but the synopsis, it wasn't really enough to get me excited, and honestly, even the first trailer wasn't enough to get me excited, but when I take a closer look at the cast and crew between Brad Pitt, Joey King, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Brian Tyree Henry, Andrew Koji, and Hiroyuki Sanada, that's enough to get me absolutely pumped for this film. Like I said earlier, when I first saw this trailer for Bullet Train, initially I thought to myself, this movie looks really stupid. To me, it just looked like a jumbled action mess with Brad Pitt doing random things. However, more trailers have come out. I've gotten to see a lot more action. I've gotten to see a lot more of the vibe of what the movie's going for. And it's enough to get me really, really excited. Basically, the spy who thinks he's going to be having an easy time with an easy job and a more peaceful one, he's just trying to find his, his peaceful end to his career when all of a sudden things just go way off the rails and go really unexpected. I'm excited to see how that's going to turn out. Plus, I'm a huge fan of, like I said, most of the cast. I'm familiar with a lot of their work, especially Brad Pitt. Obviously, most people are familiar with his work. I'm a big fan of Brian Tyree Henry, especially since he's risen from the ranks of Atlanta. Aaron Taylor Johnson, I've grown a liking to from the likes of Tenet. Also, Avengers Age of Ultron, I really enjoyed that film. Andrew Koji from G.I. Joe, Snake Eyes Origins, all that other good stuff. So I think this month is going to start off with Bullet Train. It's going to debut in theaters August 5th. If you guys love the hunk of burning love in Brad Pitt, I think you're going to have something to look forward to in this film. Coming up next for the month of August, and actually I think my most anticipated movie of the month, is going to be a movie called Emily the Criminal, starring Aubrey Plaza. Now, the really exciting thing about this movie is that the review embargo has already been lifted. This is a limited theatrical run, so not every single theater across the United States is going to be showing this movie, but it's already got a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes after 69 reviews, and it doesn't come out for another 2 weeks. That shows a ton of confidence in this film from the studio. It shows a lot of excitement. For me personally, I've really enjoyed seeing the evolution of Aubrey Plaza's career from the show of Parks and Rec. I've been a bigger fan of a lot of work that she's done, but let's take a look at the synopsis here. So Emily Aubrey Plaza is saddled with student debt and locked out of the job market due to a minor criminal record. Desperate for income, she takes a shady gig as a dummy shopper, buying goods with stolen credit card supplies, or credit cards supplied by a handsome and charismatic male named Yusuf, who's played by Theo Rossi. Faced with a series of dead-end job interviews, Emily soon finds herself seduced by the quick cash and illicit thrills of black market capitalism and increasingly interested in her mentor Yusuf. Together, they hatch a plan to bring their business to the next level in Los Angeles. So, for me personally, That particular situation kind of hits home a little bit, because as a recent college grad within the last few years myself, trying to get out of student debt, quick cash can be a very enticing thing. And to see that sort of situation play out with Emily here in this case, and seeing the lengths that she's willing to go to pay off that student debt, is enough to just get me related to the movie and really excited. And even further, watch the trailer for this movie. This movie looks to be a very suspenseful film, the tables somehow get turned on Emily's character, as it seems. And I'm really excited to see what Aubrey Plaza does in a much more dramatic role in this case, from based on the trailer, you know, 2 minutes of the entire film, which looks to be about 1 hour 37 minutes. It seems like she's really pulling out all the stops and going to give us a great performance. So for those reasons, I can't wait to see this movie. I haven't seen a really good thriller in a long, long time. And I am hoping that this movie can bring something to the table that I wasn't expecting. So for those reasons, I think you guys should check out Emily the Criminal, especially if you're a former college student like me who goes into debt and fantasizes about ways they can pay off that debt. So check it out. Let me know how it goes. It comes out August 12th of 2022. That brings me into the third film, which is going to come out the same weekend as Emily the Criminal. And it's going to be a good old movie called Fall. And Fall stars a bunch of actors that I have no clue who they really are. Let me pull up Rotten Tomatoes here. And this is going to be another limited theatrical release, so it's not going to be playing in every theater across the United States. But the movie essentially comes down to this. It's another thriller film, so I'm going to end up seeing two thrillers in one weekend, hopefully. These two people climb to the very top of a 2,000-foot radio tower and get stuck. Now they got to find their way down. That simplicity is enough to deeply intrigue me into seeing how this movie plays out. Let me give you a little bit of the synopsis. For best friends Becky, who's played by Grace Carolyn Curry, and Hunter, who's played by Virginia Gardner, life is all about conquering fears and pushing limits, so they're adrenaline junkies, essentially. But after they climb 2,000 feet to the top of a remote, abandoned radio tower, they find themselves stranded with no way down. Now Becky and Hunter's expert climbing skills will be put to the ultimate test as they desperately fight to survive the elements, a lack of supplies, and vertigo-inducing heights in this adrenaline-fueled thriller co-starring Jeffrey Dean Morgan. So I take that back. I know who Jeffrey Dean Morgan is. I've seen him in quite a few films. But like I said, the beauty in the synopsis and in the trailer for me is the fact that this is very simple. It's going to mainly star two people for what seems like most of the movie, who face an impossible situation that none of us can imagine. And especially for a guy like me who's deeply afraid of heights, I can't imagine being stuck 2,000 feet at the top of a radio tower with no way down. That would just freak me out. I'm sure some of you who are watching this right now probably feel the same way. And I'm intrigued to see how these two people are going to find their way down. And what I really like about this film in general too is the fact that it's so simplistic in nature. And for me, the sweet spot of runtimes with a simplistic nature like that is about 1.5 hours. And this movie is clocked in about 1 hour 37 minutes. So that always feels my cause for movies whenever they have more concise runtimes. I just always appreciate that sort of thing. So for those reasons, I cannot wait to go see Fall. For those of you who are afraid of heights, for those of you who are adrenaline junkies, I think you'll have something to look forward to here. Plus, it's something different. Like I said, it's a limited theatrical run. It's going to come out August 12th, 2022. Let's see how it goes, and I'm looking forward to this one. Now, coming up next on the list of movies that I'm excited for the month of August of 2022, is a little movie called Breaking, starring John Boyega. For those of you who don't know who John Boyega is, he was Finn in the latest Star Wars sequel trilogy. I watched the trailer for this and I was immediately hooked and enamored. Basically, it goes like this. This guy walks into a bank, threatens them with a bomb, and it turns out he is a military veteran of the United States of some kind. He needs money for something, and that's essentially all the trailer gives us. This is another thriller film, so apparently August 2022 is the month of thrillers. For whatever reason, I'm totally okay with it, but the synopsis goes like this. When Marine veteran, like I said, military veteran, Brian Brown Easley is denied support from Veterans Affairs, financially desperate and running out of options, he takes a bank and several of its employees hostage, setting the stage for a tense confrontation with the police. Based on the true story. Wow, so that I had no idea that this was based on a true story, so that makes it even more interesting. And it turns out right now the review embargo has lifted almost a whole month before the movie comes out. It looks like it's coming out August 26th of 2022. Again, another limited theatrical run, so it's not going to be coming out across the US in all theaters, but 78% on Rotten Tomatoes. This film looks to be one that's a little bit familiar. Now, it kind of reminds me of a movie like John Q. Denzel Washington takes people hostage for a particular reason, but the cause seems to be just. I'm getting that sort of vibe here with Breaking, except John Boyega in this trailer looks like he is just on the warpath. I think this movie is going to bring a certain element that we haven't quite seen before, so I'm expecting it to feel familiar, have familiar beats, but Pariah's just a little bit with something extra. And I'm hoping it kind of explores the question around veterans who struggle to get support after they go on active duty. That's just something that's a conversation that always intrigues me. And for those reasons, I'm hoping that the movie has that. However, I'm going to go in with an open mind. And if it gives me just a great thriller or a crime movie, I'm totally in for it too. Plus, I've enjoyed John Boyega's work with the Star Wars sequel trilogy. Admittedly, I've got to get myself more familiar with his other work because he does a lot of other awesome things. Attack the Block is where he got his first big break, I believe. He's done another film, I believe, called Detroit that's supposed to be really phenomenal. So I've got to catch up on some of John Boyega's work. However, I really enjoy him. I think he's charismatic, and I think he's going to do a great job here and provide us with a really awesome story. So for those reasons, I'm looking forward to Breaking. It's going to debut on August 26, 2022. Limited theatrical run. So another thing to keep your eyes open for. Now, that'll bring us into, I believe, the last movie that I'm looking forward to in the month of August. The month of August looks to be pretty stacked, so I'm very, very excited. It's going to be a Sylvester Stallone film called Samaritan. Let me jump on over to Rotten Tomatoes. So Samaritan has been a movie delayed by the pandemic. And it's a Sylvester Stallone superhero movie. Now, for me personally, I fell in love with Sylvester Stallone when I was in sixth grade with all the Rocky films. I remember coming home from middle school on early release days and just watching all of the Rocky films. I bought all six. I watched them for months on end. I was obsessed. So I'm really looking forward to seeing Sylvester Stallone be an actual superhero rather than just a boxing superhero. And I think this film just is going to provide something different in the superhero space. I mean, a lot of people in the United States and across the world seem to love the DC Universe and the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which I do too as well. A lot of people like them. They're good movies. However, I think Samaritan's going to provide a different flavor of that none of us have quite seen before, especially with the idea that Sylvester Stallone's going to be playing a superhero who's long past retirement and is just trying to move on with his life. So I'm curious to see how that sort of plays out. But this is what the synopsis looks like. 13-year-old Sam Cleary, played by Javon Wanna Walton, suspects that his mysterious and reclusive neighbor, Mr. Smith, played by Sylvester Stallone, is actually a legend hiding in plain sight. 20 years ago, Granite City's superpowered vigilante, Samaritan, was reported dead after a fiery warehouse battle with his rival, Nemesis. Most believe Samaritan perished in the fire, but some in the city, like Sam, have hope that he is still alive. With crime on the rise and the city on the brink of chaos, Sam makes it his mission to coax his neighbor out of hiding to save the city from ruin. Okay, so it sounds like Sylvester Stallone is going to be playing a sort of has-been superhero who's going to be kind of buddying up with this teenager who's just really curious. To me, that begs enough intrigue to see where the movie goes. So for those reasons in and of themselves, I'm really excited for it. This movie is going to be debuting in late August. The exact date is going to be August 26. It's going to be debuting on Amazon Prime Video. I don't believe it's getting a wide theatrical release anymore. From the podcast I was watching the other day, the John Campia Show, I believe that's one of the story topics that they had, was that Samaritan, it's not going to be debuting in theaters anymore. It's just going to be on Amazon Prime Video. So this will be a streaming release. Which, for those of you who may or may not have Prime Video, that's kind of a bummer. But I'll be doing a review and talking about whether or not I think Prime Video is worth investing in for a month to watch it. So don't fret there if you're worried about that. But Sylvester Stallone, he does action really, really well. He's done it really, really well throughout his entire career. So I think he's going to land Samaritan here. And the fact that he's kind of buddying up with a younger person, I guess, is going to add in a different dynamic in the superhero space that I'm excited to explore. And see, I'm getting Shazam vibes a little bit with Zach Levi, but I think this is going to be a little bit different in that vein. So for that reason, I'm excited to see Samaritan. And with that, my friends, those are the movies that I am excited for to see in August of 2022. Are there any movies on my list that you're excited to see that I didn't mention? If there are, let me know down in the comments below. I'd be really interested to know what. That will do it for this video, so thank you so much for watching. If this was helpful or valuable, I'd be honored if you consider clicking the like button or sharing this video so people just like you are able to find this and know exactly what to see and watch in the month of August of 2022. And if you like videos just like these, feel free to check out these end cards up above or the links down in the description below. This has been the Bankrupt Hippo YouTube channel. I've been Bryce, and until next time, have a great day.